You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to start with something you may have noticed all around you. Pink, to symbolize Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October. And that means pink merchandise. Yes, ribbons, but also mugs, bracelets, tote bags, even Kick the Cancer drink cozies. If you want a firsthand look, you can probably get one at the mall. Marketing manager Sarah Newman gave us a tour of the Paseo Colorado Mall in Pasadena, California.
We've got some posters throughout the shopping center to bring awareness to the campaign. We also promote this on social media and our website. I'm showing you our Paseo Goes Pink campaign for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The campaign is all month long, so from October 1st to October 31st, we have installed pink LED lights. And essentially what we are asking guests to do and shoppers to do is to stand underneath the pink lights, which are beautiful at night. And more so than trying to present a positive image, I think we are only as successful as our community is. The more that the community is doing, the more we want to be involved. And hopefully the more we're doing, the community will be involved. We don't necessarily feel obligated, but I think that when people are already, we already sort of have a built-in audience, I think it's a way for us to communicate to them. Even just something as small as turning on some pink lights at night really just kind of lets people know that, hey, we're thinking about you, and if you know or have any loved ones that, you know, have suffered or had breast cancer, or if this has touched them in any way, I think it's, you know, I think they appreciate that.
This practice is generally called cause marketing. It's different from straight-up philanthropy because the cause itself is intertwined with ads and product sales. Critics say cause marketing has more emphasis on market than cause, like California Assemblymember Laura Friedman.
We allow companies to get away with turning products pink and saying that it supports breast cancer research without any accountability as to whether they actually are giving money to breast cancer organizations, and if so, how much they're giving. They do it to sell products. They're not doing it to help the cause of breast cancer in most cases. My feeling is if they were really serious, they would just donate funding to breast cancer instead of donating pennies on the dollar out of the profits that they're making off of women's suffering.
She's a breast cancer survivor and awareness advocate. And it can be tricky to figure out exactly how much money cause marketing raises for charities. ESP, a consulting firm, says companies spent about $2 billion on sponsorships last year. But John Tribus, a professor who studies this stuff at Georgetown, told us over email that number only applies to things like putting their logos on Special Olympics banners. It doesn't account for merchandise like those drink cozies or pink airline uniforms. So the $2 billion number is just a piece of the larger market. One thing is clear. Promoting a cause helps companies boost their bottom lines.
Cause marketing is just one way of letting your audience know that you're caring for the causes that they care about. And that gives you a halo, a reputation that hopefully will turn over into some opportunities for customers to purchase more things from you.
Joe Waters is a cause marketing consultant. I asked him what the return on investment is for a company that does this.
It certainly varies by company, but companies like Tom's and Patagonia have seen tremendous value from these campaigns. You may remember a few years ago, Lizzie, Patagonia had a great campaign called Don't Buy This Jacket, and it was all about having people come in and having their clothing and their jackets repaired by Patagonia.
Oh, yeah.
And instead, you know, people end up buying more jackets.
The other side of this is how much money does the sort of proven or chosen charity get at the end of this? You know, one of the famous sets of numbers that ESPN threw out is that, you know, for every $100 of pink merchandise sold by the NFL in October, only $11.25 goes to the American Cancer Society. Now, that's ESPN's reporting, but, you know, it seems to show a pretty big gulf between what gets sold and then what actually ends up benefiting the charity from a financial standpoint.
Yeah, there are some great examples out there of companies who have really helped causes with their missions. The NFL is not a great example of someone who is giving back a lot with their campaigns.
Is there, I guess, a delicate nature about picking your cause? I mean, You know, we are in the month of October. We think about breast cancer and so much breast cancer awareness that is done on the corporate side. But there are other things that don't get that kind of vocal support, that don't get the cause marketing or the monetary support. You know, are there things that get left behind?
Yeah. And well, you know, that's part of the challenge, too, with a lot of the causes that we see is that those causes that really get the most attention are the trending causes. But, you know, one of the positive signs, I think, in the marketplace, Lizzie, is that companies are looking at how they can support local organizations. Just as companies are driving towards personalization in their communications with consumers, they're really trying to personalize their giving. Jersey Mike's, which is a submarine shop chain of about 1,500 stores, they let their franchise owners pick the organization. Then the last day of March, Lizzie, they donate every dime they make that day to good causes. And it's the franchise owners who get to pick the local causes that goes back to.
You know, this whole conversation, there's been something that I've been curious about. So if you're, let's take a great big company, if you're Walmart, right, you make a lot of money. Why are you doing cause marketing instead of just turning around and giving, you know, $125 million to some foundation?
When we talk about the corporate checkbook, we're talking about really the thing that's the least lucrative of the company to give to good causes. The best thing a company can do is activate its stakeholders to support a cause. I'll give you an example. Kmart, over the past 10 years, has raised over $100 million for St. Jude. But during that time, Kmart has literally been closing hundreds of stores.
Yeah.
They never would have been able to make a donation like that.
When you look at what the next few years could bring, what trends are you watching?
First of all, I think we're going to see more medium and small-sized businesses participating in cause. I'm also really excited about how technology is going to impact cause. We could go into a store at one point, and our phone will tell us four items in that store that are benefiting causes that we care about, so we can buy those things.
That was Joe Waters. He's a cause marketing consultant, and he runs the website selfishgiving.com.